Hi, this is author and speaker Dave Crenshaw, sharing with you my first special edition audio podcast. Typically, I do videos on YouTube and on my website at davecrenshaw.com. This is the first time I'm going to share an article that I wrote recently and published on LinkedIn Pulse. Now, if you're not familiar with me, just a brief introduction. I've written several books, the most popular of which is The Myth of Multitasking. I've been featured in Time Magazine, USA Today, Fast Company, and the BBC News. I also have several courses on LinkedIn Learning, the most popular of which is Time Management Fundamentals. What I want to talk to you about today is how to avoid a united incident at your company. Now, if you're not familiar with the United incident, it took place on April 9th. By now, you may have seen footage in two different camera angles. You've probably read a couple of articles. Maybe you watched a late night television take and you were bombarded with social media posts. Some of these were funny, some were outrageous. If you're not aware of what happened, I'll link to a CNN article on my website because it covers it in greater detail. Since the fallout, the CEO of United has issued a new apology, and he took a more compassionate note than his first statement, which basically stood by his employees. But it's likely too little too late. To summarize, a man, reported to be a 69-year-old doctor, was forcibly removed from United Airlines Flight 3411 from Chicago to Louisville. United needed four seats in order to fly United employees to a destination in Louisville. Apparently, it was a time-sensitive matter, but not a customer-sensitive one. The overbooked plane's flight attendants began offering prospective volunteers $800 buyouts. When that didn't move the needle, they randomly selected customers to exit. As local law enforcement came to remove Dr. Dow from the plane, he discussed options with his attorney via phone. When he affirmed that he would refuse to surrender his seat, enforcers were called in to remove him by force. It wasn't pretty, and at times it was horrific. Now, many have argued that this demonstrates misguided corporate ethics or creates overzealous law enforcement and is generally symptomatic of our current political climate. That's for you to decide. To me, it underscores something that I see in the businesses that I coach. Often, employees blindly commit to an aggressive course of action when it comes to negotiating with customers. This happens for a variety of reasons, from over-adherence to company policy, to an obsession with being right, to downright selfishness. All it takes is one of these incidents for your business to get crushed on Google and Yelp, and the fallout is tremendous. If you want to avoid this kind of PR nightmare, and trust me, because of social media you do, please consider taking the following steps to avoid this happening to your company. Without this business safety information, your business may get perpetually stuck on the O'Hare tarmac. First, your values can be used as a flotation device. Businesses that put customers first begin with a set of company values. These are the positive attributes of your business. They're the mantras that you, as a leader, want your company to believe in and exemplify. The closest thing I was able to find as far as United's company values was a list of supposedly customer-first policies, but they included things such as, occasionally we may not be able to provide you with a seat on a specific flight, even if you hold a ticket, have checked in, are present to board on time, and comply with other requirements. Boy, doesn't that inspire you to do right by your customers? Me neither. I'll have more on this specific policy in a minute. Instead, you want to dive deep as you create meaningful company values. Avoid corporate buzzwords like we're proactive or bland phrases like customer service. Clichés such as these lack any power to inspire. If you want an example of some powerful value statements by both leadership and employees, take a look at those created by Zappos. Their values include deliver wow service and create fun and a little weirdness. While erecting your company values alone won't solve all your problems, they create a marvelous foundation, the constitution of the republic of your company, and provide the framework for policy when it comes to individual decision-making. They're more important than the systems and the policies themselves, and you must build your company around these values. Principle 2. Hire the right person for the full upright position. After you create company values, hire those values. What this means is when you bring in employees, you want to find common ground. Hire individuals that line up with the values of your business. All too often, businesses hire people because they have a skill. They know how to use that one software. They have a background in metalwork. They have a track record in sales. However, traits are far more powerful and important than skills. Traits are who the person is and who they've almost always been. I like to call it the 10-year-old rule, meaning if a 10-year-old could have it, then it's probably a trait. If a 10-year-old can't have it, it's probably a skill. As a personal example, my 11-year-old son is really into robotics and engineering. It's a trait that's hardwired into him, no pun intended. My wife and I had nothing to do with it. Of course, he still lacks the skills needed to become an expert robotic engineer. That will come with time, hopefully. Skills can be gained over months or years of training. Traits, on the other hand, take decades to evolve, and most businesses simply can't wait that long. When hiring people, ask them questions about their traits. Ask them to tell you of a situation in which they had to use a trait. Ask them what actions they took in that situation and what the result was. This candidate will be forced to dispense with memorized answers and instead rely on personal experience. You can rate people on a scale of 1 to 10 based on the traits that you see. Later on, you can evaluate or possibly train them in the skills that are needed. When you consistently hire people with similar traits, you create the culture. People create the culture. Number 3, secure the customer's oxygen mask before your own. Customers are more important than policy. Without customers, your business would not exist. Without customers, employees don't take home a paycheck. This is why it's critical that you envision all aspects of your business through the eyes of your customers. Employees, as important as they are and as wonderful as they are at sales, are not the real people who grow your business. It's the customers who use your product or service. It's customers who talk to friends and family about their experience. It's customers who commiserate on social media. It's customers who vote with their dollar by deciding to become return customers. It is customers ultimately that will drive up or down the price of stock in your business. Is an $800 loss worth risking an $800 million plus loss? In the United debacle, they had two policies that were company-centric, and the multiplied effect was dramatic. The first policy was the practice of overbooking. This was built for the company to increase their bottom line, because theoretically, flights are going to have a few people that don't show up. However, ask any frequent flyer, and they'll tell you it's becoming commonplace for airlines to attempt to convince people to skip their flights in exchange for money. Airlines have become far too aggressive with this policy. The second policy was prioritizing United employees ahead of customers, because it was inconvenient for the company and for their employees not to be in Louisville. Your business cannot afford to have such policies. The most effective businesses that I see always put customers first. They build systems and practices that are designed to protect the customer and make them happy. For example, I've been loyal to Amazon for many years. The biggest reason why my business spends tens of thousands of dollars annually with Amazon is that I know, without question, whenever we have an issue, whenever a package arrives late, whenever an item is poor quality and needs to be returned, Amazon will make it right. Their policies are built to accommodate my needs. That kind of commitment begins with the leadership at the top. Principle 4. Please enjoy the in-flight and out-of-flight entertainment. As I've thought more about this issue and read some thoughtful comments that I received on LinkedIn, another potential issue stood out to me. This fourth principle is based on my experiences while working in the trenches with hundreds of companies and the research I've done for my upcoming book, The Power of Having Fun. I also cover it more in a soon-to-be-released course on management that we just filmed for LinkedIn Learning. There are some positions that drive employees relentlessly and give them little room to step back, and being a flight attendant is among the worst of these. An insightful article in Cosmopolitan shares some sobering statistics. Flight attendants, in comparison to the general population, are 1.5 times more likely to commit suicide and 2.5 times more likely to die by alcoholism. As the great coach Vince Lombardi said, fatigue makes cowards of us all. When employees are forced to work hours on end with no break in sight, it's like driving them relentlessly through a desert with no water in sight. Airlines need to provide them with more meaningful breaks. I call them oases. Based on Nathan Kleitman's research into the ultradian rhythm, I found that the average person requires a 10 to 20 minute fun oasis from work about every 90 to 120 minutes. This is in addition to getting a healthy, consistent night's sleep. When flight attendants and everyone else continue to push themselves past the point of fatigue, they are far more likely to make errors in judgment. They turn inward. They become less caring about the customer. This is simply human nature, and it's why I strongly advocate companies making it a policy to establish consistent, meaningful, fun breaks for employees. Whether they go for a walk or watch a funny video on YouTube, the benefit is the same. Give employees some space to let off a little steam, and they'll perform better. Now let's make the skies friendly again. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you enjoyed this podcast, please comment on my website at davecrenshaw.com and let me know that you liked it. And share how you can help your company avoid United-style incidents. And we can take off by creating customer experiences that customers and employees will want to share over and over. Thank you for listening.